What about long hair? Turn with me in your Bible, if you will, to Isaiah chapter 3. Now, every time this thing comes up, somebody always gets their feelings hurt. I'm sorry as I can be. We're going to teach you what we believe the Bible teaches, and then you can do whatever you like with it. Amen. It's free country. Isaiah chapter 3. Now, here's what happens. Every time the question of hair comes up, everybody knows, or everybody ought to know, that the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 that a woman is to have long hair and that a man is supposed to have short hair. Now, there's no question about that. It says it clearly. And yes, sir, brother, yours is short. There's no doubt about it. You're safe. Okay. In 1 Corinthians 11, it says that a woman's hair is to be long, and it's given her for a covering, and it's to her glory, and that a man, it's a shame for a man to have long hair. To which some jackass will immediately say, "Preacher, how long is long, and how short is short?" And then they want you to give them a verse that says a man's hair can be 1 3/4 inches long, and a woman's hair must be 12 inches long or longer. That's what they want. See? And there's not a verse like that in there. There isn't a verse in that Bible that says 3 inches on a man is the maximum, 12 inches on a lady is the minimum. There's not that kind of verse in there. But the Bible does pretty clearly teach you what a woman's hair is and what a man's hair is. Amen. Now, how many of y'all believe that the Bible never makes a mistake? Amen. And that the Bible answers its own questions if you know where the answers are. Amen. So the best commentary on the Bible is the Bible, right? And so if you compare Scripture with Scripture, you ought to be able to answer scripturally any question, right? All right, now, so 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14 and 15 says, short hair on men, long hair on women. The question is, how long is long, how short is short? All right, let's see if we can answer the question. Isaiah chapter 3, verse 24. Now, Isaiah chapter 3 there, those first few verses are talking about women. Now, if you'll just glance down through there, it talks about their ornaments and their tinkling, their mincing as they go, and their bonnets and their mufflers and their whipples and their crisping pins and all that stuff. And it's talking about a bunch of proud, haughty women strutting up and down and sashaying and swinging their hips and enticing the men. That's what Isaiah chapter 3 is all about. Now, in verse 24... And it said, and it shall come to pass that instead of sweet smell, there shall be stink. Instead of a girdle, a rent. And instead of well-set hair, baldness. All right, so what's the point? All right, in that verse, talking about women, hair there was long enough to do what with? Long enough to set it. Okay? Now, let's see if we can get enough evidence collectively to show that a woman's hair ought to be pretty long. A woman's hair ought to be, in that passage, her hair is long enough to set, which means that these ladies running around with the men haircuts, you know, you've seen that the fad is these days, and especially a bunch of old women, because they get lazy when they get old, have got hair about as long as mine. This just looks mentally retarded. I mean, it looks like a boy with a chest. I mean, it's just dumb looking. Amen. Amen. And so, woman's hair is supposed to be long enough to set. Now, take your Bible, turn to 1 Peter chapter 3. Hebrews, James, 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 3. Verse 3. And verse 1 and 2 is talking about the ladies, and they're supposed to be chaste and be subjection to their own husbands, etc., etc. In verse 3, whose adorning let it not be with outward adorning or plaiting the hair. Hair there is long enough to plait. Do you girls know how to plait your hair? I didn't ask the men because ours ain't never been that long. But them girls, they get that hair long enough and they take it and they get three little strands and they weave it together back there and they plait them a ponytail. or they plait them a big long thing and then they curl it up and put it on top of their head and put a big old pin in it, and they got this bun on the back of their head, and the hair is plaited. Now, you can't plait my hair. It's too short. But you can plait a woman's hair. You can set it, and you can plait it, then take your Bible and look in Luke chapter 7. And Luke chapter 7, look down at verse 38. That's chapter 8. No wonder it didn't look right. Luke 7, verse 38. And stood at his feet behind him, wiping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed him with ointment. So in verse 38, this woman anoints Jesus' feet, and then begins to wipe his feet with her hair. Now, you'd have a hard time wiping anybody's feet with my hair. It's not long enough. See? The hair there is going to have to be long enough for her to put her head down and have the hair long enough to take and do something with. Pretty long hair. Amen. Now, I can go on and on, but I'm sure you've got the idea by now. It's long enough to plait. It's long enough to wipe with. It's long enough to set. That is, it's going to be more than 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 inches long. Amen. Now, let's just say for the sake of argument, we'll just take a round number out of thin air. Let's say in order to plait your hair or to have it set properly or to be able to wipe something with it, let's say it's got to be 10 inches long. Then a man's hair ought to be too short to do any of those things. Amen. Now, gentlemen, it's a shame for a man to have long hair. And it's wrong for a woman to have hair too short so that it can't be her covering. In Isaiah, I think it's 47 or someplace over there, it said, they shall no longer be called tender and delicate. Why? They've made bare the thigh, they have uncovered their locks. Woman's hair ought to be long enough to put up. Over in Deuteronomy, when the spirit of jealousy came upon a woman's husband, he took her down to the priest. He made some special water for her to drink. And the first thing the priest did, if you turn over there and read it, I think it's Deuteronomy chapter 6, you turn over there and read it, when the spirit of jealousy came, he took her down to the priest. They put her in a chair in the temple, and the first thing the priest did is takes her hair down. Her hair was long enough to be put up on her head. Every place you go in the Bible, a woman's hair is long enough to have something done with it or to it. A man's hair is supposed to be short, meaning it can't do any of those things. You shouldn't be able to set a man's hair. You shouldn't be able to plait a man's hair. You shouldn't be able to wipe anything up with a man's hair. Amen. He ought not to be able to uncover his locks. You say, well, some men in the Bible had long hair. All right, the Bible said it's a shame for a man to have long hair, right? All right, Absalom had long hair. What happens to Absalom? He's a rebel, gets his hair caught in the tree, and Abner and the boys come by and shoot him full of arrows. Samson had long hair. It's a shame for a man to have long hair. Samson was a rebel, disobeyed his mom and dad, broke his Nazarite vow, never did get forgiven for it, and dies an ignoble death, blinded, naked, and being laughed at and teased by his enemies. It's a shame for a man to have long hair. Now, a woman is to have long hair. Man's supposed to have short hair, and there's supposed to be enough difference between the two so that you cannot mistake the one for the other. Men who wear long hair are associated with the devil. In Revelation chapter 9, the demons out of the bottomless pit have the faces of men, teeth of a lion, and a woman's hair. It's an abomination. All these boys with the long hair and the ponytails, they're just as wrong as they can be. And the women with the real short hairdos and all that stuff, they're just as wrong as they can be. And I don't care if it's you, your mama, or your great-grandmama, if she gets it cut off so she looks like a butch, she's wrong. Amen. Now, back in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, it said that hair was given to a woman for a covering. Then it says, if she gets it cut, if she is shorn, that means shortened, means to cut it, if she has her hair cut, that's the same as being shaven. That's what it says in 1 Corinthians 11. So if a woman gets her hair shortened up, and her hair was for a covering, she doesn't have a cover anymore. And the Bible said it's not comely for a woman to pray uncovered. That's the reason your mama and your grandmama and your great-great-grandmama always wore a hat to church. Now, they don't do that anymore. Ladies go to church this day, they don't wear hats. And they come in there, and they got their hair cut off, and they're praying uncovered. And 1 Corinthians 11 says the woman ought to have power on her head because of the angels. So what does that mean? I ain't got a clue in this world, but I ain't taking no chances. You see a little white doily on top of my wife's hair? It's because her hair's cut. It's been shorn. And as far as God's concerned, she's bald-headed. And so when she comes to worship or pray, we cover her head. So I ain't doing that. You ain't got to do it. I'm not telling you to do it. I'm just telling you what's right. Amen. People ask my wife, why do you wear that dumb looking little hat? To cover her head, because her glory has been cut off. I wish I'd left that alone, don't you? Isn't the Bible a nasty book sometimes? Well, I mean, you just sail along, you think you got everything all ironed out, and then the Bible comes along and messes it up major league. Alright. Where are we at now? I got time for another one, sis? 2 minutes? I'm getting nothing for 2 minutes. All right. Does anybody got any questions about anything we talked tonight? Anything at all? Oh, I'm good. Everybody understood exactly everything I was trying to get across. That's amazing. Anybody got anything now? Sir? Amen.